Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. In a minute, we'll get to Senator Tom Cotton, who I'm very fond of from Arkansas. He's turned out to be a great senator and a real fighter from the great state of Arkansas. And he's leading an effort to defund Biden's Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Board. You know, the Mayorkas goes up to Capitol Hill and, you know, Senator Kennedy, Senator Hawley, they just smash him into the ground. Listen to this.
When the department picked her, did it know that she had said that Mr. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation?
I was not aware of that. We do not discuss the internal hiring process.
Here's my question to you. If your intent was to combat misinformation online or in the government, why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Senator, I am ultimately responsible for the hiring of Ms. Jankiewicz to be the executive director of the Disinformation Governance Board. In my capacity as the secretary,
why did you choose her?
I bear responsibility for that. I understand that she is an expert in disinformation.
Yes, indeed, spreading it.
And she will have an obligation to execute her responsibilities in a nonpartisan way.
Were you aware of these? Were you aware of this information when you chose her? Everything I've just shown you?
I was not.
How could you not be? Did you do any research on her?
Senator, I will not discuss the internal workings of the hiring process.
She's the biggest purveyor of disinformation in the entire country. Now, to Senator Tom Cotton's bill, he's leading the GOP bill to defund this Biden DHS Disinformation Governance Board, or as we affectionately call it here, the Biden Ministry of Truth. And what he wants to do is prevent funds from going towards any other similar entity established by the Department of Homeland Security. Remember, created after 9/11 to stop terrorism. We have chaos at our borders and we're doing zero background checks, zero health checks in the middle of a pandemic. We have no idea who's coming in this country on any given day. We just facilitate the aiding and abetting and law breaking and then give free transportation and dump people in the dark of the night into this state, that state, and pretty much every state. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Senator Tom Cotton's back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Sean. It's good to be back on with you. And yes, I think that this new so-called disinformation governance board is appropriately called the Biden Ministry of Truth, and your tax dollars should not be going to fund any such board. Disinformation is any fact that's inconvenient to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Let's not forget that she also accused people like me, who said early in the pandemic that this virus might well have originated in the Wuhan labs, of spreading disinformation and xenophobia, while she was praising the Chinese Communist Party for its success in suppressing the virus, where they're now locking down cities with tens of millions of people. It's just one more example of why we should never have the government in the business of refereeing opinions in political debates. The solution, the speech that you don't like, is not to have some mentally disturbed person like Nina Jankowicz exercising government power to suppress that speech. It's to have more, better, and more persuasive speech.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it's the government that ought to be running it. It sounds like a government crackdown on freedom of speech. Look, I've been in radio 35 years, Senator, and the fairness doctrine has been on the table with the left to shut down conservative talk radio, one of the few outlets where conservatives can actually voice opinions. I don't know what part of Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech, because that's exactly what it would do. This, you know, you can take this any way you want it. You have a purveyor of misinformation leading the Biden Ministry of Truth. And now where is this effort to defund Biden's DHS disinformation governance board? Do you think you're going to be successful? Are any Democrats willing to go along with you?
Well, so Sean, I think that Chuck Schumer will go out of his way and bend over backwards to prevent a vote on this piece of legislation, because many Democrats who are vulnerable for re-election this year don't really want anything to do with this Minister of Truth or this woman who's appears to be mentally unstable if you review her social media. But then again, that
wait a minute, you didn't like her rendition of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yeah, we'll have to ask my 5-year-old how to pronounce that, since he's watched that movie so many times, Sean.
That was bizarre, man. That was really weird.
It's just so strange. But I got to say, I mean, there's a lot of Biden nominees who appear to be mentally unstable if you look at their social media accounts over the last 7 years. But if we get a vote on this bill on the Senate floor, I believe we'll get some Democratic votes, because, again, they don't want anything to do with defending this person or defending this board. Now, Chuck Schumer, of course, is going to go out of his way to try to stop a vote. But if they want to move forward, for instance, another coronavirus spending bill, or once we get to the original spending bills, I'm going to work very hard to get a vote, because your tax dollars should not be supporting a Ministry of Truth to referee political debates, especially in the height of a campaign season.
It's pretty unbelievable to me. Now, what do you think about Mayorkas? Now, here we have the worst situation at the border we've ever had, and he picks somebody that is a purveyor of disinformation herself to run this DHS Disinformation Governance Board, Ministry of Truth, and then says, well, we're not going to talk about the hiring practices. And he didn't know a single thing about Jankowicz and her background of being a purveyor of misinformation. How is it possible they hire a person for this important position and not know a thing about her?
Yeah, Sean, it just doesn't make any sense. On the one hand, you can't say that, you know, we've got the border under such good control, and we've got the opioid crisis under good control, that we can worry about refereeing political disputes. But on the other hand, say, well, I didn't understand anything about the woman we hired to referee those disputes. You can't have it both ways. It's just one more example of how Alejandro Mayorkas was hired not to try to stop this flow of migrants across the border. He was hired to facilitate it. That's what he said his goal is. He wasn't hired to ensure that we respected free speech, especially from a department that's focused on national security. You know, this is not, say, the Federal Trade Commission regulating false advertising. This is the Department of Homeland Security, with all of its powers regulating free speech. This is exactly the kind of thing he was hired to do.
Well, I mean, it's pretty amazing to me. Now, let me ask you a question. You're a lawmaker. We have laws on the books. The law says you're not allowed to enter the United States illegally. I'm sure you could cite the statute off the top of your head. But we have laws that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to aid and abet law breaking. But that has now pretty much become the policy of the Biden administration. And Mayorkas is facilitating all of this law breaking, aiding and abetting in law breaking. And all they're doing is processing people that enter the country illegally, and then they're giving them free transportation to the state of their choice. We're paying for that, too. And then they get preferential treatment because there's no COVID tests or vaccine mandates for illegal immigrants. Jen Psaki said at the time, because they're not going to be here very long. That didn't turn out to be true at all. Here, meaning that spot in Texas or Arizona, wherever they came in illegally. And my question is, if I went down to the border, I helped somebody cross the border, I put them in the car or truck that I was driving, and I transported them to another state, would I not be guilty of aiding and abetting lawbreaking, and would I not be guilty of human trafficking?
Well, Sean, you should be, but in this administration, you'd probably be given an award and probably a government grant. I mean, that's what a lot of left-wing nonprofits have been doing for years, exactly that kind of activity. And as you say, that when they talk about what they're doing at the border, how they're surging resources to the border, they're not surging resources to help the Border Patrol secure our border. They are surging resources to help process the entry of all those illegal migrants into our country. Sean, it's so bad that they're even talking about sending doctors and nurses from the Department of Defense and the VA to our border. People who are supposed to be dedicated to serving our troops and their families and our veterans might end up going to the border to help illegal migrants instead. At a time when backlogs at VA clinics all across Arkansas are alarming, it just, again, it goes to show the deep ideological commitment of this party to open borders. Remember in that debate, Sean, in Miami in the 2020 presidential cycle, when one of the moderators asked, should we decriminalize the illegal crossing of our southern border? And almost every candidate, to include Kamala Harris, raised their hand. And Joe Biden kind of like half-heartedly, sheepishly raised his hand after looking around and then lowered his hand, didn't know which way to go. But his policy has been, from the campaign, a de facto policy of open borders.
It's pretty unbelievable. Now, have people, have any of these planes full of illegal immigrants, have any of them landed in Arkansas?
Sean, to our knowledge, we haven't. However, we are close enough to the border that we clearly see the brunt of it, not just in the illegal migrants that show up in our communities and work to undercut jobs and wages for Arkansas's workers. In many cases, the very legal immigrants who came here years ago after doing it the right thing, but also in disturbing increases in drug use, especially fentanyl and other synthetic opioid uses as well. I mean, it's very easy for these migrants, once they cross the border, just get in a car and drive a few hours up the road into Arkansas. When you have 200,000 illegals cross our border every month, Sean, every state is a border state and every town is a border town.
It's true. And you know what they're doing? I can tell you in New York, they're not landing at LaGuardia. They're not landing at Kennedy Airport. They're not landing in Newark, New Jersey. They're landing in Westchester Airport at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning because they know people won't be watching and they won't witness all of this. So they've been hiding it. And when Peter Ducey questioned the soon to be ex White House press secretary, Jen Circleback Psaki, and pressed hard. Well, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., we call that an early morning flight. I don't call that an early morning flight. Do you, Senator? I call that a...
I call that a dark of night.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're right that they're going into remote airports. But, you know, when they fly into a fancy neighborhood like Westchester, Sean, because it's not got a lot of traffic in the dark of night, what do you want to bet that all those illegal aliens don't stick around Westchester?
I don't.
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's neighborhood, just like that, they don't go to Silicon Valley and they don't go to Bethesda and Chevy Chase in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. More with Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on the other side. Then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue our final moments with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. You know, it's pretty amazing that they seem to be picking individual states. Now, in the state of Texas, Governor Abbott, I think very smartly, decided that he's going to take all the illegal immigrants that they apprehend, put them on a bus, and send them to Washington, D.C. Ron DeSantis in Florida, well, he's taking illegal immigrants that are dropped in his state, and he's sending them to Delaware, Joe's home state. And I think every state should be doing something similar. If they're going to break the law and assist in breaking the law, then they ought to be responsible for the people that they brought into the country illegally.
Yeah, and Sean, the only thing better than that would be to put them on a bus and send them back to the country of origin. And that's what Joe Biden should be. That's what Donald did. Remember, they're not running the Border Patrol for the most part. They're running to the Border Patrol to make bogus claims of asylum, when in reality they are economic migrants simply looking for better jobs and a better way of life. I understand that, but that doesn't mean that we can accept and tolerate it. These countries should, or these migrants should be required to remain in Mexico, or better yet, remain in their home country if they want to pursue a claim of asylum. That alone, returning to that simple policy that we implemented in the Trump era, would shut down the vast majority of the illegal border crossing we see right now.
Every single problem could have been prevented. The crisis at the border, keep the Trump policies. Energy independence, keep the Trump policies. 40-year high of inflation, we could have kept the Trump energy and economic policies. If they would have stayed on Donald Trump's timeline to pull out of Afghanistan, we would have gotten everybody we needed to get out, and we would have gotten our military equipment back, the $80 billion estimate of our high-tech equipment. All of this happening in such a short period of time, and as much as I predicted a lot of this would happen, I never thought it would go this bad this fast. Did you?
Well, I knew that it would be really bad, Sean, because as bad as Barack Obama was, in some ways, Joe Biden as his vice president was even worse, egging him on to make even more foolish choices. And then when you had Joe Biden take office and you saw the kinds of people that he was nominating, like this Nina Jankowicz woman, like Alejandra Mayorkas, you realize that whatever his whatever his abilities, he was surrounding himself with far left progressives who wanted to use the power of the federal government, in many cases weaponize the power of the federal government to achieve their ideological goals and, if necessary, steamroll their political opponents.
These are unbelievable times, Senator. We need voices like yours. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on radio, TV when you join us as well. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you, Sean. Great to be on with you. Happy weekend to you and your listeners.
You too, sir. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead. All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Joe's not having a particularly good day. So Jill Biden goes to Joe. She's with him. Feeding him information. Did you see Naomi? I didn't see my Naomi. She's right here. How can you miss her? Joe says, oh, that's my granddaughter, my oldest daughter, granddaughter. I can't see. Then it seems like he doesn't know the name. Jill Biden had to prompt the memory of Joe Biden in terms of, I guess she's married and the name of the son-in-law. Anyway, listen, or grandson-in-law.
And Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona, where are you, Miguel?
Yeah, where is my?
He says there he is. He's educating people in the back. There you go.
Miguel. Did you say Naomi too?
I didn't see Naomi.
She's over here. How can you miss her?
Well, I tell you what, Naomi, how are you? That's my granddaughter, our eldest granddaughter.
And her fiance.
And her, I can't see.
And Peter.
And Peter. You all have to know all this, you know, it's really important.
And then, of course, he made the comment, announced that he sleeps with a teacher every night. I'm like, all right, Creepy Joe is back.
You know, along with all the mayors, how many mayors are here today? American mayors.
Wow.
All right. And how many diplomats are here from various parts of the world? Now, you can raise your hand. It's okay. You don't want to be seen. It's like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Not sure he wants to, you know. And how many advocates and community leaders are here? All right. Teachers, I sleep with a teacher every night. Same one. If I didn't like teachers, I'd be sleeping alone. I'd be in a different place.
All right, I'll give him a little prop for a minor humor moment from Joe Biden. All right, let's get to our phones on this Friday. Mike, happy Friday from New York. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. I want to start by saying that perhaps you might know my dad. My dad was the director of security of the News Corp building. He's retired New York City Detective Jerry.
Okay, what's his first name?
Jerry.
Yes, I know him. Great guy. Awesome guy.
Yeah, he's a big fan of yours, and he's the one who got me into you.
Oh, that's really cool. Please send my best, and I hope he's enjoying his retirement, his well-earned retirement.
Yeah, he's retired, and he's enjoying it. I wanted to start by saying, you know, why are the Republicans playing checkers when the Democrats are playing chess and outmaneuvering us at every move? It's like the Republicans, they just hate winning.
Well, let me be a little more specific, because listen, I'm very critical of Republicans, and as optimistic as I am in terms of the possibilities for this midterm, I'd say never underestimate Republican Party's ability to screw things up. That's my usual line. What specifically do you think they're behind on?
Well, no, I agree with you 100%. This whole thing with the Supreme Court leak, it's dirty pool, and the Democrats just seem to play dirty pool so much better. The Republicans take the high road, and as Obama's wife said years ago, they go low, or Hillary said it, they go low, they go high, we go low. And they just love to
lose. I think that was Michelle Obama. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think it was Michelle Obama, correct. But here's my point.
They go low, we go high, I think. And then you have the, you know, Eric Holder version of it. When they're down, we kick them. All right, so there you go. Love and peace out of the leftist world.
But here's another thing. I get into an argument. I actually live in Westchester, and I was listening to you with Tom Cotton. And, yeah, we do have those flights that come into Westchester County. And... nobody in Westchester or New York wants to talk about it. they deny it that it even happens. But those flights come in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I live in Westchester where a lot of these kids are dropped off. And they're in my kid's school system now. And the politicians refuse to acknowledge it. The school system refuses to acknowledge it. But here's another point. I get into an argument with my friends about this Roe versus Wade thing. And all of my Democratic friends were going crazy saying repealing Roe versus Wade is taking away the right of women to get an abortion. And I'm like, you are completely wrong. All it is doing is turning it back to the states where it belongs. A woman can still get an abortion anywhere in this country.
New York has one of the most liberal abortion laws. So does New Jersey. So does California. Those laws are going to remain in effect. I think a lot of states like New York are signaling that if people want to come to their state, they're going to actually advertise for people to get their abortions in New York if they want, or California and New Jersey. I think New Jersey, if I recall, was one of the states, and there's a number of them that allow abortion up to like just before birth. That's infanticide. Exactly. That's killing a viable child at that point.
And that's what I said. I said to a group of my, I went to a Jesuit university in the Bronx, New York, and I'm on a chat with a bunch of my classmates, and I said that. I said, New York is an evil state that allows you to get an abortion up to the third trimester. You're basically killing a viable child. And some clown came at me and said, more men kill children in a year than women abort children. And I said, you are an absolute fool. Show me a stat that says men kill children more than... We had 62 million children aborted since 1973. Show me where men have killed more children than women have aborted children. And 85%, I believe, I could be wrong, 85% of aborted children are African-American children. So this problem is not a federal problem. It's a state problem. And it's in the liberal states. It's the blue states that have the biggest. New York and Illinois led the country in abortions.
Listen, I'm just telling you, it's just not going to sit. Why this is not going to be the big issue in this cycle that the left seems to think it is, and why I call it, it's only a distraction, because the American people are going to figure it out really quickly. Let's say that, they do overturn Roe and Casey, and it goes back to the states, and then people realize, oh, I could still get the same abortion I was going to get anyway, and it really doesn't change much of anything. What it was from the beginning, they provided a right that is not enumerated in the Constitution. That's what made it bad law, or unconstitutional, in my view, from the get-go. The states are perfectly able to handle their own state laws, restrictions, requirements, whatever. And every state, I'm sure, will probably end up around where Mississippi is, which is the 15-week mark.
15 weeks.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, at that point, if, you know, how do you determine viability? Like in a state like New York, the doctor gets to determine viability. All right. I guarantee I can find 10 doctors in an hour that would say viability doesn't happen until the baby's born. So that means pretty much up until the time of birth, you can get an abortion like other states. That to me is infanticide. That's how extreme the Democratic Party's become on this. And then you got the Ralph Northam of the world. And we know that he actually says, well, first we'll deliver the baby and then decide whether the baby gets to live after the mother consults with a doctor. That's insanity. Anyway, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Jim is in Utah. What's up, Jim? How are you, sir?
Oh, it is such an honor to get to talk to you again. It's only taken 21 years almost.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I called in on September 10th, 2001.
When we syndicated nationally, And the next day, what happened? The world changed.
Caller.
You were the first caller?
I believe I was your first Utah caller.
Wow. Thank you for sticking with me this long. I really appreciate it. I can't do this without your support, so I appreciate it.
You've been a beacon in a dark night that is beginning to see some light with the Roe versus Wade. I was just looking up. Utah has a trigger law that if Roe versus Wade gets overturned, then abortions will be illegal in the state of Utah, with minimal exceptions.
I agree, and this is the strange thing. So, what do you think Utah is going to be? What do you suspect the restrictions will be there?
I don't know what the specifics of the law are, but basically, you will not be able to get an elective abortion in the state of Utah.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. People that really want one are going to go to another state. And I think I didn't know this, that it had evolved into this. Apparently, fully 50%, according to what I read this week, of abortions are people taking two pills. I didn't know that that became the modern way of handling abortion. I got to imagine that's probably in the very early stages of pregnancy. I'm not an expert on it. And, you know, the question for me is, you know, when does life begin? Does something that is growing and alive, growing with a heartbeat and alive with its own heartbeat inside a mother's womb, do we have an obligation as a society, at least at some point, to protect that innocent that represents the height of innocence to me? In terms of what's going to happen nationally, I think you're just going to have a breakdown of many states, and there's going to be different laws in every state. You'll have your most liberal states have the most liberal abortion laws. You'll have other states that have restrictions. I would imagine 15 weeks is where it's going to play out.
I agree. It's just so refreshing. And the left is trying to intimidate the court by protesting at the things. You had Senator Leon yesterday, and it was so good to hear from him. And on behalf of most Utah conservatives, I apologize for Mitt Romney and Blake Moore. And we need to get stronger people. After the state convention, we got to go out to Crown Burger and celebrate a big win for Moore's opponent, Andrew Badger, and we got to get good, solid conservatives back in office and speaking for the people.
I love Crown Burger. I have not had one in years. I've got to get back to Salt Lake City to get one. I want to talk to the owner of Crown Burger. I'd like to have a Crown Burger franchise rights. That's how much I love it. They put pastrami on the burger with incredible amounts of cheese. They have incredible shakes, great fries. One of the best burgers I've ever had. It's right up there. In-N-Out Burger I like. Crown Burger I like. All I get around here is Shake Shack and McDonald's and, you know, Five Guys. And occasionally Wendy's.
Don't forget the onion rings.
Oh, that's true, too. I love onion rings. I love anything with onions. All right, Jim. Yeah. Appreciate you staying with us all this time. God bless you, my friend. Tell Rod Arquette I said hello, okay?
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-941-SEAN. Mike in Texas. Mike, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm good, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
Well, with the whole abortion issue, I just can't believe that I've never heard anybody bring up the lack of rights that the man has in the decision to get an abortion.
You know what Kristen Gillibrand said today? It's interesting you bring this up. She's the senator from New York, speaking directly to American men while making a fervent, you know, speech about why she believes the right to an abortion is important for women's freedom. I would like to speak to America's men for 1 minute, she said in a press conference. Imagine you do not have authority over your own body for 10 months. And she made that. And then she says, I don't think a man in America could actually imagine. I think when you really think about
I think
biologically,
that's pretty close to not having control of our body, having control of the, you shared your body with me, you let me fertilize your body, and now it's all yours to do what you want with. And then if you have a baby, I'm going to be paying for the baby for 18 years, and you're okay with that, but you're not okay with me having any decision on what we do with the baby, whether we have it or not. Well, I kind of think there's a lack of checks and balances there.
Listen, to conceive a child, you need a male and you need a female. And it's half of each. But it is growing inside a woman's body. Now, what if you have a case where a guy and a woman, they hook up, she gets pregnant. Should the guy have a say? I think it's a fair question. I think women will argue like Gillibrand's arguing, that you should have no say because you're not carrying the baby for 9 months. So
That's where I think it would go. Anyway, appreciate the call, Mike, in Texas. God bless you, sir. God bless Texas. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. We'll watch and see. I know Trump's rally with Dr. Oz is starting in the 8 o'clock hour. If it bleeds over to our hour, I think we'll be covering some of that. We'll watch that. LJ was with us. Charlie Hurt, Tammy Bruce, Joe Concha, Leo 2.0 Terrell, Adam Laxalt, David Perdue, and much, much more. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News you'll never get from the media mob. We'll see you tonight back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.